I was praying right in this pulpit today, and because I was asking the Lord to help me. There, apostolically, in the church, there's too much sickness, too much disease, and too much horrible dying for Christians. They die on a bed, and somebody else got to take care of them. They can't hardly breathe. They got machines hooked up on them. And neither one of these things is of the Lord. And, you know, I said, Lord, you know, you got me teaching money. You know, money, people resist it in the church, you know. And now you want me to teach more on this. But I think by studying the soul aspect of life, I can understand it better, how to feed you better. It's your sickness is basically a soul issue. Amen. You can't make the right choices because I'll tell you some things. And so I asked the Lord, what texts I need to really open this up? I know about health and about people being healed in the Bible. He told me the only text that's going to cause this to happen is Romans 8:26. Wow. He told me that right here, praying today. Wow. See, Romans 8:26, he says, that's the only text going to help the body of Christ, that the Holy Spirit can take from them what Satan, the system, and self had placed on them. The Holy Spirit will be the only one that can change their thinking, change their mind, change their way of living, convict them and convince them, and give them the courage to be different, to make a difference, to decide that I'm going to be healed, healthy, live a long life, and die in ease when I get at an elder age, long life. And so it don't seem like a good subject to the body of Christ but let's look at Romans 8. I want to pick out a few things, 26. And it's on, he said, only the Holy Spirit can convince a person that they don't have to be sick. Only, because you see, so much sickness is all around you. I mean, if I would ask how many taking medicine are sick tonight, it'd be best part of this church. Y'all got quiet then. I'm not going to ask. But we need the Holy Spirit to help us to walk in our healing, walk in our health, not to, let's say it this way. In the body of Christ, there's so much sickness and people need help, and they're Christian. And I'm going to make some statement that someone may question, but why our prayers are not working along that line? We got so many sick people. Why laying on the hand of the apostle and the pastor is not working, still people are still sick by the multitude? Come on. Why the word that God sent to heal us is not healing us? Why the affirmation and the confession and the decrees that I got on paper, I'm saying every day, but I'm still not walking in divine help? There got to be a reason. Because I know each one of y'all would agree with me, sickness is not greater than the cross. Satan is not stronger than God. Could it be we've got in a groove to accept things because they've been going on so long? And the Lord told me he's want to start a healing and health revolution in the body of Christ. Yes, sir. So that's my subject tonight. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A healing and health revolution. You know, and so you need to understand. Lord, so I got to take my time with it. Revolution is the usually violent attempt by many people to end the rule of the government and start a new one. Well, Satan's government is over our health. And we have to come to a point where we break that government and let the stripes of Jesus be our government. In a reality, but not just talking scriptures. I want you to see it. It's a sudden, extreme, complete change in the way people live. When you talk about a revolution, a sudden, radical, complete change. I want to see a remnant of people in the body of Christ He asked, how you doing? I said, I'm fine. For real. I have no sickness and no disease in my body. This generation stuff we picked up also, you see what I'm saying? All right, so now, here in Romans 8:26, it says, likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself make intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Put it up on the app. Put you while I'm reading it. Put it up in the Amplified Bible, please. Romans 8:28. The 28th verse says, and we know all things work together for good for them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Now, I want you to see it in Romans 8:28 in the Amplified Bible. It's very important. We are assured and know that God being a partner. Thank you. In that labor, all things work together. And no, not Romans 8:28. I want Romans 8:26. Is it 26 there too? So too the Holy Spirit come to our aid and bear us up in our weakness. For we do not know what prayer to offer, nor how to offer it worthily, as we ought. But the Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and plead in our behalf with unspeakable yearning and groaning too deep for utterance. This sickness and early death and suffering and only depending on the medical world must stop in the believer's life. You know, it must stop. And we think that's the only way, but it's not the only way. God has provided a way for us. If you look up the word hepeth in the strong or infirmity, you see the word infirmities in 8 and 26? Well, let's look up hepat first. Let's look at hepat first. Because I want you to have. Hepat means to lay hold along with, to strive to obtain with others. Or it means when the Holy Spirit helps us, he take a hold with us. Infirmities mean, now this is so important to me in these days of my ministry. To really get the real Greek of a word and then get a revelation with it. Infirmities mean weakness of body and weakness of soul. Your body became weak and sick because your soul sick and weak. Are you following me? Now you're going to learn some things that many of you are going to get healed. Many of y'all will never be sick again. It just take a while to minister this because this is so powerful. I really wrote the mystery of bringing a health revolution to the body of Christ. Let me read this introduction to you and we'll go to some more scriptures. Because of sickness, disease, and early death within the body of Christ, the Lord is looking for an open people. You hear what I said? To know how to stop this epidemic in a supernatural and natural way. In a supernatural and natural way. You see, my brothers and sisters, what we've done, we've tried to do it with prayer, we've tried to do it with praise, we've tried to do it with confession, but naturally we're doing what we want with our bodies. Satan, I want you to hear this. Satan, the system, and self are looking for scriptures that justify eating wrong and everything. We got scriptures, you know. Now, I can prove all those scriptures wrong. Even the one said, don't let anybody tell you what to eat. That's one in 1 Corinthians 8 said, you know, man tell you not to eat meat, not to eat this, not to eat that. Don't tell the scripture. The scripture is talking about all of worship. Right. It ain't talking about no help. You remember that? You remember that in the 10th chapter of Acts, that vision that Peter had on the rooftop? You're right. It wasn't talking about no eating. Yeah. It was talking about the difference between Gentiles and Jews, and God include everybody. Just use that, but he wasn't talking about just eat everything. But we took the text, you see. Now we're sick. We're taking pills, but we took the text because we want to prove if any minister, anybody ever tell me that this is not right to eat, God dog it, I got a scripture that don't make sense. It don't make sense. It's funny, but yet it's sad because the body of Christ is killing himself. All right, let me try to go further. Two other scriptures we have to look at. I think both in Amplified Bible. Matthew 10:1. Give me Matthew 10:1 in Amplified Bible. I can go to it, but I got some other things on my pad that I won't say. Matthew 10:1 and Acts 10:38. Both of them in the Amplified Bible. And Jesus summoned to him his 12 disciples. You see it? And gave them power. Now, power and authority is not the same thing. Get that straight right now. You give them power and what?
Authority.
Over unclean spirit. To drive them out. And to what? Cure all kinds of disease and all kinds of weakness and infirmities. Disease, weakness, and infirmities should not hinder or stop a believer. Unclean spirit shouldn't be able to stop you.
Yes, sir.
Because you got spirit behind some sickness, you see.
Absolutely.
Exousia is what that word means. Exousia, that word authority. That means power. You got authority over demon power. You're a commander. Demon got to obey you. Because you have the exousia anointing on you. See, that's not the same word, it's power. You see, once you be healed,
yes, sir,
demons hang around.
Come on,
teach. Yeah, once you use the dunamis power, which performs miracles and create an excellent soul and get the wounds out of your soul, then the enemy hang around the spirits. You remember that man made the circle, the man that had the house clean? They made a circle, he picked up some old demon, came back?
Yes, sir.
So we got to know how to protect ourselves once we are flush from cancer. Once we are flushed from diabetes, once the Holy Ghost clear that up, gout and all the other stuff. Once he clear it up, we got to know how to hold our ground because he's coming back. He's coming back. He will bring a symptom back, you see. But if you know the truth and know how to handle it, he can't bring it back. Now people will be healed tonight while I'm talking. It's just anointing, all anointing here. Just the dunamis power, the exousia power is in this room now. Because God has given me the Holy Spirit to help me. The Holy Spirit to help me to break the bondage over people's mind about everybody doing this or everybody got it. Now, here, Matthew 10, 1 again. I give a power and authority over unclean spirit. All that behind the sickness and disease to drive them out. To do what? And look what he said. Look what word he used here. And to cure.
Yes.
Wow.
Cure, not treat.
Right.
Come on, Claire.
Yeah.
Cure means get it out of here.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
That's where it come from, you see. That's where it come from.
Right.
I'm not cussing. That's where it come from. Get out of my body. Let me breathe right. Get out of my leg. Let me walk right.
That's correct.
Don't let him put blood pressure on you. You put blood pressure on him. Ah! You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, the blood of the cross. Don't let him put blood pressure on you. You put blood pressure on Satan. I put blood pressure on you right now. Off my body in Jesus' name. Come on, you better say something. He was wounded for your transgression, bruised for your iniquity, right? Chastisement of your peace was on him, and with his stripes you are healed, and God has not changed his mind. Still got the same power. Instead of curing, we're treating. Disease, weakness, and infirmity. Look at those words. Write them down. Disease, weakness, and infirmity. Get a strong concordance. Look those words up. You'll get the real Greek and get the real understanding. All right, go to Acts 10:38. Then I started giving some points and principles the Lord gave me. You cannot let Satan set your diet up. We have polluted thinking and perverted appetites. Only the Holy Ghost, what I said, can help the church get back in a healthy position. Only the Holy Ghost. And he said he'll do it. I was praying the other day. He said he'll do it if he gets you to listen. I don't care how long you've been carrying. The man was 38 years. I don't care how many doctors you went to. That woman went to every doctor she could get a hand on. Either getting better, she got worse. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't care how long you had your hump back. The lady was 18 years. Jesus told her, stand up. Loose her. The biggest demon you got is your food. For your health. The biggest demon, when you eating that Big Mac the next time, you recognize that I'm eating a demon. You see, y'all, when you get, I can talk about all other things, but when I go talking about this, see, because you're polluted in your thinking. You're perverted in your appetite. You know what the word appetite means in the Greek? Soul. You got a problem in your soul about eating. You thought you made that decision? No, your soul made that decision because it perverted. How God anointed and consecrated Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with strength and ability and power, how he went about doing good, and in particular. Curing all who were harassed and oppressed by the power of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. Now there's the Trinity. Look in the King James Version at that. There's the Trinity that say you shouldn't be sick. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. All three of them in that voice say, no, no, no. It shouldn't be happening to you because you're my child and I'll pay for you. You are bought with a price. You're supposed to glorify me with your body and your spirit. You're just trying to glorify me with your spirit, but you're supposed to glorify me with your body. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Turn there, because I don't just turn there. I want to turn your Bible. Turn there, your phone, whatever you got. What? No, you're not that your body is the temple. Oh, Holy Ghost, you help me. Holy Ghost said, you can't put me in this if you don't show him this. See, the Holy Ghost just called it up. What? No, you're not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. That's why the Lord said the only person can help this perverted eating and this perverted lifestyle is the Holy Ghost, which is in you. The Holy Ghost is in you. See, I'm not in you. I won't be with you the next week. But the Holy Ghost said, you remember what the apostle said? Huh? You're about to eat another one, aren't you? What you have of God and you're not your own. All right, let's take this first point down the line with a scripture on bringing this. Bringing this help back, revolution back to the body of Christ. Amen. First of all, turn to Psalm 139. I want to make a statement. You don't have to be sick. God has designed you to be well. Amen. You don't have to be sick. Now, I know it. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I know because we've been so long, so wrong, and so strong in it that we don't think tonight should make a difference. In somewhat, you know what I'm saying? You say, what? It's just another class? No, no. Y'all think y'all need time for graduation? No, baby.
Something else going on.
Y'all here to hear this tonight.
Yes,
and be under this impartation and under this anointing. Yes. And it going home with you. I don't care how far you fly. It going with you. The Holy Spirit's here to bring conviction and consecrate your eating. That you will stop contaminating your system. and praying all night about it. Lord, move this pain. You put it there. You move it. You don't have to be sick. God have designed you to be well. Psalm 139, verse 14. Now, this is a description of the divine design that God has placed on you. That body is a magnificent, watch what I'm going to say, doctor. There's a physician living on the inside of you. Yes, two physicians.
Two.
Three.
I got you. Come on.
Not only Jesus, not only the Holy Spirit, but there are cells on the inside of you that were designed by God as doctors when they see sickness and disease to eradicate it. If we give the cell the right material, they're being renewed every day. Cells are leaving out of your body right now. But what you're putting in there to feed the cell. Now look what look what he says. I will praise thee. Now watch. Three descriptions. For I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. What are you talking about? Marvelous are thy works. Ephesians 2:10, isn't it? And then he said, now here's where the problem come in at. All right, now don't get upset. A stupid, ignorant, blind soul.
Yes, sir.
What is my soul? Your mind?
Amen.
Your conscience?
Right.
Your imagination?
Yes, possible.
Your desire?
Yes.
Your will?
That's right.
Your emotion? And your memory. See, your memory remembered that mama when she got that age, she got sick. So you inherit it without a fight. It runs in the family. What? It runs in the family. Somebody needs to run it out the family. In the name of Jesus. But I like that thing about you putting blood pressure on the devil. I never heard that before, but you ought to remember, yeah. Blood pressure, cross pressure, and then the resurrection pressure.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost pressure.
Yes.
Now, some of y'all kind of young, y'all don't think y'all need this. But we got a lot of sick young folk. Yeah, I mean, 25 years old, 20, 19, sick. Sick, it's sick. And that's the enemy. Everybody under the sound of my voice, listen to me. I don't care what your case is. I have no respect of case. If you listen to what I'm saying, everybody can turn it around.
Amen.
Oh, Reverend, you sure got some confidence in your God. Sure do. I got confidence in my Jesus too. I got confidence in this book. This book right here. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Then his son said, marvelous is thy work.
Yes.
Now he said, but notice what he says. But that my soul knows right well.
Yes.
All right now, class, I'm gonna bring you somewhere right now. Y'all ain't gonna be the organ. I'm gonna bring y'all somewhere. Y'all gonna have to say, yes, Reverend, you're right. 3 John 2. You're going to say, Reverend, you're right. I'm wrong, Reverend. I'm wrong. I want you messing with my food, but I'm wrong. Just admit you're wrong. How many of y'all know y'all eating wrong? Best of y'all name, put your hand up. You need, now write this down. I need the Holy Spirit to help me. To put in my body what would bring my health back. God has already healed you. Jesus has already healed you. You will heal deal. But you keep putting water in the gas tank. Come on, now look at me. Look at me. You know why I'm teaching this? Because I love you. I told a lady, hell no, you can't eat no meat. I was so mad about it. I was in Richmond, Virginia. She said, can I eat a little piece? I said, hell no, not now. I'm trying to get you well. Eat it later. But I was rough, man. Because I saw my adamant. I became adamant about it because I see what the body of Christ just praying all night, laying hand on folks. You can't get no healing if you don't confess your sin. And one of your greatest sins is you eating wrong. You putting the wrong fuel. You confess that sin.
Confess it. Yeah.
Stop lying on the devil.
Right.
You had that. The devil didn't eat it. He just pat you on the shoulder and said, don't it taste good? Don't it taste good? Eat a little more. Because he know what he's about to do to you. You understand what I'm saying? We're not talking about size, what size the poison is and all that stuff. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about what you're putting in there. Size to take care of itself. See? People like jump on little things. Little skinny folks like to holler things, you know. And they don't want eating. Just got that little metabolism just keep, make them look like they're not eating. I know. Tell me about all innocent looking. I know you eat. You ain't fooling me. Sit up there tomorrow. Look at me. Look at my side. Are you sick? Beloved, I wish above all things. 3 John 2. I wish above all things. You prosper and be in health. Being what?
Health.
Being what?
Health.
What? How? All right. What I say your soul was? Hold up. The master of your soul is your mind. Whatever your mind says, that's what your conscience is going to take.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And so, even as thy soul prospereth, is not, oh my God, is not your spirit responsibility, because your spirit is perfect, and your spirit don't even see you sick. Your spirit, you say, Apostle, is everything covered? Hear what you preach tonight? Because you don't know what disease I got. Yeah, all of them.
All of them. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
Polluted thinking.
Yes, sir. Come on. Yes, sir.
And perverted eating is why you sick.
Yeah.
The devil didn't do it to help you, but you did it. So when the devil said, what you binding me for? You know what we did last night? I bind you, devil, off my body. I'm a child of God. Devil said, what we had last night? I was right there with you. And see, some of y'all think you're not going to change your mind. Some of y'all think I'm just up here teaching this and you're not going to change your mind, but I got a helper, partner. The Holy Ghost, the Lord told me, I said, Lord, how can I help my people? He says, read Romans 8, 26 through 28. And take the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit got to deal with this.
Amen. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Holy Spirit going to deal with it. He'll give you a dream. He'll give you a vision. And you go walk around the hospital and most of the beds are Christian. Uh-huh. All right. But your soul know this. That you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And let's talk about the cells in your body naturally. They're supposed to renew themselves in a certain period of time. You're supposed to be a new man by that time. But you got to put the right material in it to keep them renewing, all right? How many understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. So your soul not know right well. If your soul really know right well, your stomach going to know right well.
Right.
You're going to know what to put in there, you see. Oh, don't shout me down. Do your stomach know this? That's what my note said. But your soul know this, 3 John 2. But do your stomach know this? And your soul is constantly trying to tell your stomach. Health, healing, and a long, satisfied life. I'm not going to die hook up on no machines. They're not sending me to hospice. Because that's the die there. When you say hospice, goodbye, you're gone. I had one of my members that wants to send to the hospital. I said, no, he's not going to the hospital. Because I'm working on living. They're going to kill him. No, he's not going. Take him to his house. He's still alive today. I ain't going to no hospital. Hospital, somebody tie him up. Lord get the last word. Psalm 105. Let me make this statement. The cry of the Spirit of God is, let me bring you out and let me bring you into flourishing health. Amen. Let me give it to you again. The cry of the Spirit of God is, let me bring you out and let me bring you into flourishing health. Psalm 105, verse 37. 3 million people. Psalm 105, 137. 3 million people.
Apostle.
He brought them out.
Come on.
He brought them forward, didn't he? Yes. Also with silver and gold, and nobody broke. And there was not one. Oh, Jesus. There was not one feeble person among their tribe. Not one feeble. How many? Not one. Can we find one in the church? Well. You see my point? Now, I'm for you. I'm not against you. But somebody got to preach this gospel along this line. Somebody got to tell you, you killing yourself. Get you some willpower. See, in your soul is your will. Renew your mind. Get you some willpower. Not just that won't feel good when you're eating. But I want to feel good every day. I want to be strong. Live long. See my great, 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 great grandchildren. Play ball with them. I got one to make you laugh. Turn your lease in on the grease. Clog arteries. That's all grease is. Blocker. Talking about how that chicken, it tastes some good, boy. You have eaten enough fried chicken in your life for 3 millenniums, so just let it go. He brought them out, didn't he?
Yes, amen.
There was not one feeble person among them. All right, let me go again. How to get your healing and hold your health. You want to know how? Psalm 107, verse 20. How to get your healing in Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word to heal you. But then Proverbs 4:20 said, now you need to attend to that word.
Yeah.
Incline your ear to my saying. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For their life to those that find them. And health to all their flesh. See. Now, whether you know it or not, I'm going to say something real grand to you. And you're going to have to be shocked if you don't understand it. God talking to you tonight through me. See, if the Lord would just tell me somebody, the Lord telling you something right now. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? This is your privilege. This is your opportunity. I don't care how many in the family had it, baby. You don't have to have it. What? Get that book off my desk, because I should have brought both of them. I should have brought that. What down there? Get that book off my desk. I should have brought. Yeah, that is right here. David had it. And then it got a book that go with this cookbook, the Hallelujah. Listen. You can do this. All I want you to do is get it and read the testimony. Everything in that, diabetes, cancer, arthritis, all of it. A proper diet, add it all up. God already have healed you. You making yourself sick. You don't want to face me. Look at me. You don't want to face this. See, you want me to hoop and holler and talk about something else. No. Y'all got to stop dying. Y'all got to stop being sick. Y'all got to stop getting weak at 50 years old and can't walk. What you do with a stick at 50, 55? You be the stick. Now, let me tell you the truth now. I'm going to tell you the truth. You talk in tongue? How many of y'all talk in tongue? How many of y'all read your Bible? How many of y'all have memorized scripture in your heart now?
Watch out.
Ain't gonna get it. If it did, you know we'd be here almost 2 weeks if we start dealing with letting the Holy Ghost call up scripture we didn't memorize and the Lord didn't put in our heart. We'd be here. It got so many people know scripture. So he sent his word to heal you. If you obey Genesis 1:29,
right, right.
Eating law,
right, right.
Eating right.
Yes.
Let me ask a question. Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand because you got a quick raise your hand. How many of y'all you're eating right? Don't raise your hand. I want to deal with you in your heart. How many of y'all really eating right? I mean, sometimes you can tiptoe and catch you a little something. But how many of y'all all through the week just eat just anything? You got to have special stuff. Let me ask another question. How many of y'all taking high blood pressure pills? Don't raise your hand. How many of y'all got high blood pressure pills? You take them every day. All that is meat. Two or 3 weeks off it, you'll see a change. But that's hard, isn't it? Hard to turn my meat loose. Hallelujah. But I'm just telling you the truth. I'm telling from personal experience. Some 7 or 8 years ago, the doctor wanted me on about 7 different medicines. I said, no, something got to change, yeah. I ain't dying on medicine. Because all medicine is a type of poison.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it only working with the symptom, it will never cure you.
That's right.
I'm not against doctors. I got good friends that are doctors. And if I need a doctor, I go straight to them. Temporarily. You see, you need to learn how to check your own blood pressure.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah, don't just take a word for it. You're at the house. Get you a machine. That's why, Lord, money cometh. So you can buy you some nice machines and have them there. If you feel a little dizzy or something, go check something out. Visitor, you glad you're here tonight?
Yes.
Huh? See? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got to take care of yourself. And don't be in no bondage. Well, I'm not talking about getting in bondage. What can you eat? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you coming to a wisdom and an understanding that the devil is not making you sick. Your fault is making you sick. The devil don't have the fault. You got the fault. You know the devil, the red devil with the fault? And he ain't real. He ain't got no fault. You got the fault. You saw Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word to heal you. Now, why I'm not healed? If God sent his word to heal me and they got healing power in the word, why I'm not healed? If there's healing power in Jesus' stripes, why I'm not healed? Come on, you don't take no smart person to figure this out. Something I'm not doing. Or something I'm doing I shouldn't be doing. You see what I'm saying? I need to get educated on how my body works. I don't have to get educated on how my body works. My body. What can I do with my body? Not Uncle John's body, my body. You see what I'm saying? Come on now, somebody help me in here. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Know this. Write this down. You have to make a choice. Not accepting the norm.
Amen.
To be different, you got to make a choice. You can't go with the crowd. You got to make a choice. Not accepting the norm. The norm is this is what we eat. This is where we go. This is how we roll. All right, roll. You roll. you know, long, about this long, roll. Early. Early. All right, give me here, Deuteronomy 30 and 19, I think it is. 30 and 19. Ooh, Jesus. I think somebody getting help. I think the Holy Spirit helped me to do this better this time. I'm going to stick with it until we get a lot of results. A lot of results. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. You got to make that choice. You follow me? Huh? Proverbs 12:21. A revolution about to hit the body of Christ. A revolution about to hit the internet. What them pages you call you put that stuff on?
What?
Facebook. A revolution about to hit it. Yeah, because this type of revelation is going to change the whole spectrum apostolic of the church. See, it's an apostolic teaching. A pastor without an apostolic covering is not going to teach like this. It's bringing the doctrine back straight and not compromising to keep members. That's why the few members can do more than multitudes of size because they know what to do. They got their money and their help. They're going to live a long time to enjoy it and share it. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Man, come on. Let me read a few things from the book now. When just one person is suffering from heart disease, cancer, diabetes, etc., change his or her diet and lifestyle to the principle taught in God's way to ultimate health and become well, the life of dozens or even hundreds of other people are touched. Just a little while I taught on it, I had a lot of people got healed from different things. People lost a lot of weight, and their health came back. We have become so brainwashed that we think it is normal to eat a meal of processed, adulterated foods from a tin can, cardboard box, or frozen dinner with man-made chemical ingredients that can't even be pronounced by most people. But that someone who insists on eating food exactly as it was created by our Creator is radical.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A close look, I'm going to give you some more prints in a minute. A close look at what we consider normal and acceptable foods will reveal that there's something badly wrong with this commonly accepted normalcy. We must consider the consequences of accepting a diet of artificial, nutritionally void food grown, flavored, and preserved with man-made chemicals. I got a girl outlining this book for me. And then look at the additional price we pay when these foods make us sick. And we seem to have no choice but to turn to commonly accepted medical procedures such as surgery, prescription drug, radiation, and what do you call that thing when you amen. Chemotherapy, or chemo. How you pronounce it?
Chemotherapy.
Yeah, okay. Isaiah 58:8. God's light, that's what I'm doing right here tonight, bringeth forth your help.
Amen.
Isaiah 58:8. Then shall the light break forth at the morning, and our help shall spring forth how? Speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I remember some 20-something years ago, I got money coming, was teaching, searching the scriptures. And I got there to Isaiah 1:19. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. And I remember one time looking it up in the Living Bible. And it says, if you only let me help you, if you only obey me, I'll make you rich. I was walking along this pulpit today. The Lord said, no, that's for help too. If you only let me help you, if you only obey me, I'd make you well. I'd make you healthy. See, it's disobedient. We can't take the preaching of the gospel as a disco or as an entertainment area. The gospel is Jesus Christ himself. You see, heart problem. Kidney problem. They got this doggone machine they put you on. And somebody out on it, I'm with you. But yeah, the other machine. Those things are waiting on you. Yeah, but I got Jesus. Yeah, but what you got in your hand? A Bible in one hand and a book in the other hand. So it's up to you. I mean, I come to preach to you.
Amen.
And to share with you what the Lord has got foaming in my heart. If you go and do like you want to do, that's fine with me. See you later.
Right.
But somebody, the Holy Ghost is going to bring conviction on this thing.
Amen.
You're going to lose weight. You're going to not feel condemned about yourself. You can do this. Look at the point next to you, tell me you can do this. You can do this. Most sickness and diseases' roots are a soul issue. Wrong choices. James 5, write it down. James 5, 14, 18, because you have food wounds in your soul. And the food wound is what Satan bring the disease through. See, you say, I'm going to eat what I want to eat. Satan said, go ahead. And so you wound it in your soul. You see? See? Look. See? Just not laying hand going to hear you. You got to confess your fault. And not to the Lord. To one another. So somebody can help you, or somebody can smack you inside the head and tell you, quit that mess. I love you too much. Pow! I love you too much for this. Stop it. How many of y'all pray kind of often? I put your hand down now. You don't raise your hand on this one. Or you're sick. But the Bible said in 1 John 5:14, this is the confidence we have in him. We ask anything according to his will, he is. And if he is, we know we have it. Mark 11:24, therefore I say unto you what things of you desire. When you pray, believe you receive it, and you shall have it. Mark 11:23 said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this sickness, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things what he said, shall come to pass, he shall have what he said, a well body.
Amen.
Now, if you got a weird feeling right now, and some things I've said seem like it don't supposed to be in the church. The undertaker love for y'all to eat like that. All right, let me ask you a question. I'm just dumb to you. What have you eaten today? That's a, That's a hell of a question, isn't it? What have you eaten today? Could you wave that in this church tonight, the plate you had today? Can you wave it in here and say, Reverend, I'm 100% with you? No, you can't. Probably couldn't. No, you probably couldn't, because you don't know what you was eating. You just eating by taste. You don't know the ingredient. Wow. You follow me? You follow me, son? You don't know what you're eating, because your appetite is perverted. Amen. By the system, Satan, and you.
Right.
You can make healthy food taste good.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, sir. But let me tell you right now, you ain't going to wear me out. Because I come to your bedside, what you had last night? I said, I'm going to send one of the mother boys to lay hand on you. I'm not laying hand on you. Because that's crazy, man. That's crazy. It drives the preacher crazy. It wasn't the preacher's fault. He preached the word to you. You ate all kind of stuff. Then you want him to be up all night at the hospital with you. You're not even taking care of yourself. Now you're going to kill the preacher. I didn't say I wasn't going to take care of you, but I can do so much. I've told you the truth, and you pay me no mind. I'm coming. I'm going to lay a hand on you, call the devil out, everything I can do. But sometimes people don't make it. Don't care how many devils you call out. Don't care how much anointing you got. Don't care how much oil you pour on them. They don't make it. They don't make it. So therefore, I want to show you a scripture. I've preached it before, but I want to show you a scripture why we're having all this sickness and disease, all right? Your soul is in prison.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Psalm 142:7. Turn there. Bring my soul, bring my thinking out of prison. Bring my choices out of prison. Bring my imagination. Because you remember sublimity? When they were in the
Sublimia,
through the movie, they painted down, they had to stop them. But you see something going through there. You remember you just see it going across there and you didn't see it?
Yes, sir. Right.
Huh?
Right.
That's the way Satan playing with food
right.
Now.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, right. He played, because you try to make up your mind what you're going to eat, and Satan send that thing across there and let you see it.
Uh-huh.
And it tastes so good the last time I had it. But what did it do for you?
Right.
I wish I had a praying church here. I'm not afraid of you. I come to tell you what thus said the Lord. You're sick because you're making yourself sick. The devil don't have authority over you. You got authority over the devil. In the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and the power of sickness is the power of the enemy, and the power of the enemy will do you no harm. But don't give them an invitation tomorrow. Stand up, fight for your rights. Not going to happen overnight. Did you get sick overnight? Your heart problem can change tonight. Any limb bothering you tonight, it can change. You put the right stuff in there and them cells get a hold of it. And boy, you got a team on it. You got trillions of cells. That you got a team on the inside of you. No hospital in the world. You can put all the hospital together. They can't work with this team. You got a hospital going with you everywhere you go. You got a hospital on the inside of you. You got all kind of divine medicine on the inside of you. Get it off your mind that you're not going to get well. Stop propping yourself up with medicine. In other words, take your medicine. I'm not telling you to stop taking it, but start eating right. And your doctor going to tell you, I don't know what you're doing. I've got testimony. I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I want you off these three.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is real, children.
Yes,
I got 44 years of experience behind this, preaching the gospel. Somebody got to tell the body of Christ, you don't have to be sick no more.
Amen.
I already told them they don't have to be broke. I feel the Holy Ghost. I got a few minutes left. But I feel the Spirit of God moving through here, tapping on people, telling them, just change this.
Amen.
find out what's in it. Green and fruit. And sometimes raw. Not cook. There are dishes you can make. I receive, sir. There are dishes you can make. See? I'm not telling you to be a vegetarian. I'm not telling you to eat raw food all the time. But I'm telling you, get off of wrong food. Nobody won't die a miserable death. Doctor, read in the book, in this book up here. A well-breaded doctor told a lady, say, what you eat ain't got nothing to do with this.
Sure did.
That's the biggest lie ever been told. Amen. You eat diseases.
Yes. Come on.
You eat cancer. You eat diabetes.
Yes.
You eat clogged arteries.
Yes.
They don't just jump on you.
Right.
They ain't come out, booger man in the bushes. Oh, you got a clogged artery. No, baby, you've been putting grease in there. Can I help you?
Yes.
If you only let me help you.
Yes.
Everyone on the sound of my voice is in the verge of making a change. You follow what I'm saying? You can do this because the Holy Spirit, and look, watch what I say. It ain't got nothing to do with this. You can turn, anybody can turn around. I know some ladies, 89, 90 years old, just walk like a 60-year-old girl. Because they've been eating right for years, Man, 92, his wife, 85, they are renewing their house, redoing their house themselves. He cut his grass, plant his garden. He said, people talk about me not cutting my grass at 94. This is normal. But they've been eating right for 77 years. Then think about it, and after you eat the doggone thing, you just feel so bad. You know, it tastes good while you're eating it, but you know it's crazy, and you feel so bad. And now I'm getting in trouble. How your clothes fit? I'm going to get in trouble before I leave you, David. Do you feel good about your clothes? They fit you right? You feel good? They loose a little bit? First Corinthians chapter 8, but I'm not quitting now. First Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9 through 12. First Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9 through 12. Don't let food become an all of God to you. The system has set up food, the system has set food up as an all of God, destroying millions of Christians every day. When you say you can't do without it, it just became a God to you. Oh, good preaching. When you say, I can't do without it, it just became a God to you. An all of God. Because God talking to you tonight, I want you well, you my child. I want you to glorify me with your body. Lady, God, and God covered my wife. The lady asked my wife, went for a checkup. She said, what you on? She said, I'm on nothing. Lady said, you ain't taking no medicine? She said, no, I ain't taking none. Me either. Do we have a tax? Yes. Don't get scared of numbers. Do what it takes to change them. I want you to hear this one good. Don't let food become an Allah God to you. Whatever you can't do without. Coconut cake. I love coconut cake. He can talk all night long. I'm going to eat my coconut cake. That's your God. Unclean spirits are using unclean food to make the believer sick. And to destroy your life now and cut you off early. Unclean spirit use unclean food. Everybody know what Romans 12:1 says? Romans 12:1? Romans 12:1. Just turn to it. I'm gonna close here. Romans 12:1. First Corinthians 9:27. You're gonna preach the gospel and you're gonna be a castaway. You can't let that happen, children. See, we can't let that happen, children. Now, let me say something that's going to hurt a little bit. Look at me. Your body is not being presented or protected in this area. Your body is not being presented. Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, that is not being done by the Christian church. The Christian church thinks they can do anything and pray about it. And take a pill. Pray and pill. Pray and pill. That ain't no thrill. Now if you and I'm not gonna say if you're sick and tired of it either. If you're tired of this mess, listen to what the apostle said tonight. Look at 1 Corinthians 9:27. Hey, what? I bring my body under subjection. Or that after I preach to others, I myself be a castaway. How I'm constantly laying hands on you and I'm constantly sick. Then they may attack my foot. And it swelled some. I just bought me some soft shoes and kept walking.
Yes, sir.
Then finally, I got delivered. Yes, sir. Well, he'll try it, you know. Yes. You must recognize that you are not really making your own choices. Wow. Your soul is polluted with false choices. I'll close right there. All we talked about here, my job tonight has not been to hold you in that arena. It's to show you how to get out.
Amen.
All right? And so one of the statements here, but there's another way. After all the ways I talk about, there's another way. From the beginning of creation, the Lord gave mankind everything we need to sustain our body in perfect health. He made no mistake and no omission.
Amen.
That's good. That's good, Claire. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.